News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Welcome to Bowerly and Bellavia. Tom is off. What the hell happened today? I was just minding my own business. I was in my vehicle getting ready to provide a radio program for the gentle listeners out there in News Radio 930 land. And all of a sudden, this breaking news story comes out over Jussie Smollett. And I'm thinking, suicide, right? I mean, that I was like, what could he have done? He's already got, 16 counts against the man. Everyone is turned against him. Everyone knows him as the lying, fraud, filth that he is. What could possibly be happening? Now, 2 weeks ago, Jussie Smollett faced a courtroom, pled not guilty to 16 counts of lying, staging a hate crime, more lying, more staging of a hate crime, lying to police, lying to detectives on multiple days, multiple occasions. All of these things happened 2 weeks ago. And today, all of a sudden, we get breaking news that Jussie Smollett not only will have all charges dropped against him, but that the judge in this case has sealed the record. So we can't even find out what actually happened. Well, people are completely outraged. Chicago Police Department, literally, the superintendent of the Chicago Police Department delivered a litter of kittens on live television. That's how absolutely outrageous. Let me just give you some of what's going on here. Here's the sounds of Jussie Smollett leaving the courthouse moments after all charges were dropped against Jussie Smollett.
How you feel, Jussie? You're a woman in your life now.
He's moving on with his life. Well, here is what Jussie Smollett had to say. Now, let me just rewind what happened. 16 counts against Jussie Smollett were dropped. Now, do you remember the Cook County, the Cook County State Attorney Kim Fox? She was an important name because she had recused herself officially from the Jussie Smollett case. The Chicago Police were working with Assistant State Attorney General Joseph Maggots. He was the individual that was taking over the case. And the reason why Kim Fox recused herself was because she had had a conversation with a Jussie Smollett family member about the incident, about the concerns in the way the Chicago Police Department were handling the case. This is back when Jussie Smollett was a victim of a Make America Great Again, two white guys that were screaming, "This is MAGA country," that beat him up, used the N-word, used the F-word, attacked him, threw bleach and a noose on him. Back when that was the story and we all thought poor Jussie Smollett was a victim, before we realized what a lying sack of filth he is, to not only put the city of Chicago through that, but to continue to when he knows that there are two Nigerians that he paid money, the Nigerians come forward with all the facts. When that happened, Kim Fox recused herself because she was working on behalf of Jussie Smollett's family as a go-between to get information to the Chicago Police Department. She's conflicted out of the case. Today, Kim Fox was in court with the Cook County State's representing the Cook County State Attorney. She was the actual person there. So she unrecused herself. Nobody has anything, not Fox 32 in Chicago. Nobody has any answers as to why Kim Fox is back on the case when she recused herself. There was also an interesting story that broke last week in the Chicago Sun-Times that showed that days after Jussie Smollett told Chicago police he had fought a pair of attackers off who called him the N-word and an alleged hate crime, it was Kim Fox that was not only used, but she also reached out to a Chicago attorney and former chief of staff for Michelle Obama named Tina Chen. And this Tina Chen worked in concert with Kim Fox. She was the go-between. She's the Chicago-based attorney and chief of staff of the former first lady, Michelle Obama. And they had emails and text messages that Fox provided to the Chicago Sun-Times, a part of a public records request. They foiled her information that she used on her state attorney phone and found that Tina Chen, who is the former chief of staff of Michelle Obama, was involved with the Smollett family to get Kim Fox to now talk to the Chicago police on behalf of the family. This is back when Jussie Smollett was a victim of a hate crime. Now, of course, we know he's an outrageous liar and a sack of filth. We know that now, but back then, we didn't know that. 16 counts of lying, counts of the hate crime. We know that this guy is staging a hate crime. All the stuff he said made up. Nigerians. Now, why would the charges be dropped? Well, Judge Napolitano and every expert, U.S. attorney, former U.S. attorney, everyone showed up at MSNBC, CNN, Fox News. What could have happened? Well, there's no way to know what happened because, of course, the judge sealed the case and wiped it clean from Jussie Smollett's record. So everyone was assuming that something happened with the two witnesses. The two brothers either recanted their story, backed away from their story. But hold on, we hear from the attorneys representing the brothers. Nothing changed. Well, it must have been something in the practices of the Chicago Police Department. Something the Chicago Police Department must have found out that they illegally got some evidence or screwed up the case somehow. We heard from the Chicago Police Department. That didn't happen. Well, it turns out that the Cook County attorney, Kim Fox, or someone in that office felt that this was not a strong case, that their case would not hold up in court. It turns out that's not the case. According to Cook County, the reason why the charges were dropped against Jussie Smollett is that he has already served community service and that he's an upstanding citizen who will continue to do good things for the people of Chicago. So wait a minute. You dropped 16 charges against Jussie Smollett, not because the case wasn't strong or the witnesses recanted. You made that tactical decision based solely on the fact that the Cook County state attorney said he's a good guy and we're going to show mercy. Now, here's another huge red flag. The bond that he put out there for $10,000, he basically forgave it. The city of Chicago took that bond. Cook County is now saying that bond will go towards the expenses Chicago paid in the investigation. Well, why would you do that if you were dropping the charges because you believe Jussie Smollett was innocent? You would give him his money back if you're dropping the charges. If there was something wrong or something that happened in the investigation, you would say, Jussie Smollett, we can't keep your $10,000 bond. We have no reason to hold you. These charges are dropped. We screwed you over. You are an innocent man. There were two white people that yelled MAGA country. Oh, the bleach was real. The noose was actually everything we've been told is untrue. That's not what Cook County said. Cook County said, no, it's all true. We're not changing the prosecution story. We're saying we're showing mercy. Now, it is important to notice that none of these things have to do with the letter that was sent. This has nothing to do with the federal crimes that are out there, the allegations. In a dual system of sovereignty, the feds can come in any time. If you remember, this something similar to this happened to Bill Cosby, where he had a jury and a prosecutor that decided, we don't have enough evidence here. We're not going to try this case. And then another, you know, jurisdiction came through and said, we will. We'll do it at the state level if you can't do it at the county level. And the feds could come in at any point and say, yeah, we could do it. But what an absolute bombshell. Everyone's losing their mind in Chicago. Let's hear what Mayor Rahm Emanuel had to say. Naturally, he's outraged.
It was not just the officer's work. That work, a piece of that work, was shown to a grand jury, and they made a decision based on only a sliver of the evidence.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The grand jury found that this was worthy of 16 counts, but that doesn't matter. What did Jussie Smollett have to say for himself? Well, naturally, he would come out and let me just give you a little bit of think about this. You've just been given the opportunity of a lifetime. You're Jussie Smollett, right? Let's say the Cook County sits down with you and says, hey, you want to go to jail? No. Here's what you're going to do, buddy. We're going to drop all the charges, okay? You're going to pay us money for the investigation, which probably is in the millions, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars it took to investigate this lie. Because again, may I mention, Jussie Smollett is a liar and a sack of human garbage, all right? After all of that happens, you say, Jussie, we don't want you to go to jail. There's a lot of good you could do for the community. Hold your press conference and just say, I was wrong. And forgive me. And I apologize. What do you think Jussie Smollett did? Do you think Jussie Smollett apologized? What do you think Jussie Smollett said and did? Here's what he did. He's Jussie Smollett.
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one.
I've been truthful and consistent every single day since day one. Here's more Jussie Smollett.
Now I'd like nothing more than to just get back to work and move on with my life.
He wants to just move on with his life. He's an American citizen who's had all charges dropped. This is a good and decent, honorable man.
This has been an incredibly difficult time. Honestly, one of the worst of my entire life. But I'm a man of faith, and I'm a man that has knowledge of my history, and I would not bring my family, our lives, or the movement through a fire like this. I just wouldn't.
Well, you did. You did. And here is Patricia Brown Holmes, attorney for Jussie Smollett. By the way, his other attorney, Mark Garagos, he is a unnamed co-conspirator, unindicted co-conspirator in the Avenatti case. So he wasn't available today because he's probably, who knows what's going to happen to him. Avenatti's facing 50 years in prison. Mark Garagos was an unindicted co-conspirator in the U.S. Attorney's case in the Southern District of New York against Michael Avenatti. So he's not available for comment, but Patricia Brown Holmes is.
We believe that it was the correct result in this case. We're very happy for this result. And we are very anxious for Jussie to get on with his career and his life.
What about that career, you may say? Well, now that the charges have been dropped, how's Empire feeling? Well, ABC's Jason Nathanson has this update from Fox and the show Empire.
After Jussie Smollett was arrested and charged with filing a false police report in connection with the alleged racist and homophobic attack, Smollett wasn't fired from the hit Fox show Empire, but he was written out of the last couple of episodes of the season. Now Fox says it's gratified on Smollett's behalf that all charges have been dropped and points out Smollett has always maintained his innocence. But the network doesn't say if Smollett will be back on the show or not. Fox, which produces Empire, is now a part of Disney, ABC's parent company. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
So everyone's happy. This is exactly what he's been saying from the very beginning. How the hell do you allow this to happen? Now, what does your mayor say? What does the chief of police say? What's the superintendent have to say? Here's Eddie Johnson, superintendent of the Chicago Police Department.
Do I think justice was served? No.
No, justice was not served. Absolutely not. Here's the reaction Ryan Burrow has from ABC News of both the mayor of Chicago and the police union.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel saying Jussie Smollett took advantage of hate crimes laws to promote his career.
This is an unbelievable, not just whitewash of justice, this is a person now who's been let off scot-free with no sense of accountability of the moral and ethical wrong of his actions.
Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson saying if Smollett wanted to prove his innocence, he should have gone to court.
They chose to hide behind secrecy and broker a deal to circumvent the judicial system.
Smollett's attorneys say it was not a plea deal. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
I want to get back to that one quote by Eddie Johnson, Superintendent of Chicago Police. Here it is.
They chose to hide behind secrecy and broker a deal to circumvent the judicial system.
Wait, what is he talking about? Hiding behind secrecy, brokering a deal? Oh, don't you be mistaken. A deal was made. A deal was made with the Cook County State Attorney's Office, and a deal was made with Jussie Smollett's defense attorney. But you're never going to know about it because not only did the judge completely wipe the record of Jussie Smollett, a guy who lied to police before in a DUI arrest when he gave a false ID and also said he was his brother back in 2008, 2007, but an individual who had 16 counts, felony counts, against him for lying because, once again, Jussie Smollett is a liar and a human pile of garbage. Jussie Smollett now has, why don't we find out what happened in the courtroom? Oh, you can't, because the record has been sealed by a judge. You're not going to get to it at all. And Jussie Smollett steps out. What deal was made? Were you innocent, Jussie? If you're innocent, why doesn't the Cook County State Attorney, Kim Fox, why doesn't she come out right now and say this man is innocent of the charges? You're not hearing that. You're hearing this was an overreach in the charges. They're showing him mercy, and he's an upstanding citizen who's already done his community service. Hold on for a second. What community service did Jussie Smollett do? There's no record, according to the Chicago Sun-Times, the Chicago Tribune, no record of any filed community service hours that have been logged. They kept his $10,000. Does anyone believe the Chicago police paid $10,000 to investigate this? I think it may have been more towards $1 million to investigate this. But Jussie Smollett, he's going to go back to his job of fighting for marginalized people.
Make no mistakes, I will always continue to fight for the justice, equality, and betterment of marginalized people everywhere.
Wow. Wow. Can you believe that? Here's Jussie Smollett when he first stepped up to the podium.
First of all, I want to thank my family, my friends, the incredible people of Chicago and all over the country and the world who have prayed for me, who have supported me, who have shown me so much love.
So Cook County released this. Ryan Burrow has the story from ABC News.
The Cook County State's Attorney's Office releasing a statement saying due to Jussie Smollett's volunteer service in the community and an agreement to forfeit his bond, quote, we believe this outcome is a just disposition and appropriate resolution to this case, end quote. Smollett's attorney says it wasn't a plea deal.
The motion was to nolle pros, which is a legal technical term, for dismiss the charges.
Smollett continues to say he was the victim.
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one.
His attorneys say the perpetrators were the two brothers who told police the actor staged the attack. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
So Smollett's attorney is saying the two black Nigerian brothers were the attackers. And yet Smollett is saying he's been truthful and honest since day one. You said they were white guys. You said they were white guys and you could see their white skin from underneath their ski masks. You also said that they put a noose around your neck. The brothers are on videotape buying that cord. The brothers are on videotape buying the gloves and the ski masks that they used in the staged attack. I mean, come on, off it. And then this guy has got the intestinal fortitude to get in front of the microphones and say, I told you, I was totally innocent. And, you know, this is justice. Justice has been served. All you had to do was not comment. Walk away. Thank the stars. Thank Jesus Christ for this gift of mercy that you are quite obviously undeserving of, Jussie Smollett, and walk away and shut up. But you couldn't do that. Oh, my. We're going to go so much more into Jussie Smollett, who is a liar in a human pile of garbage. Whoa, the phone lines are filling up. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Jussie Smollett has all charges dropped. The record has been wiped clean and the case is sealed. No one can get their dirty, dirty hands on it. Wow. Not a moment. Cook County prosecutors have dropped all cases, but they forfeited the $10,000 bond he posted after his arrest. At no time did Cook County prosecutors say that Jussie Smollett was charged with a crime he didn't commit. At no time did anyone at Cook County say that Jussie Smollett is innocent of any of the 16 counts that a grand jury came out with an indictment on, all 16 felony counts. Smollett's attorney says that this is a correct result in the case. They're happy for the result. After reviewing the facts, here's the direct quote from Cook County State Attorney's Office in an email. And by the way, Cook County never consulted the mayor of Chicago. Never once did Cook County reach out to the Chicago Police Department. They found out live on television when you did. Here's the quote. After reviewing all the facts and circumstances of the case, including Mr. Smollett's volunteer service in the community, an agreement to forfeit his bond to the city of Chicago, We believe this outcome is a just disposition and appropriate resolution in this case. At no time do they say this man is innocent. This man was charged. There's no merit to this case. They didn't say that. And yet, what did his people say? He was an innocent man from the very beginning. Let's go to what the mayor and the chief of police, superintendent of police. Let's first go to the Republican conservative mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel saying Jussie Smollett took advantage of hate crimes laws to promote his career.
This is an unbelievable, not just whitewash of justice, this is a person now who's been let off scot-free with no sense of accountability of the moral and ethical wrong of his actions.
Oh wait, Rahm Emanuel is a far-left Democrat who was chief of staff under Obama. I apologize. I mixed that up. Well, let's hear from the Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson, who is a white evangelical Republican.
Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson saying if Smollett wanted to prove his innocence, he should have gone to court.
They chose to hide behind secrecy and broker a deal to circumvent the judicial system.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got both of those wrong. I didn't know that. I wasn't aware that in Chicago, everyone is a Democrat. Sorry about that. Here's more furious Rahm Emanuel, Ryan Burrow from ABC.
A furious Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel calling it a whitewash of justice, saying Jussie Smollett used hate crime laws to promote his career and get off scot-free.
Mr. Smollett is still saying that he is innocent, still running down the Chicago Police Department. How dare him? How dare him?
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson saying he stands by his department's investigation.
If you want to say you're innocent of a situation, then you take your day in court.
He says Smollett hid behind secrecy and brokered a deal to circumvent the judicial system. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
Oh, the rumors are that Jussie Smollett is mentally ill. The rumors are that Jussie Smollett has a drug problem. Doesn't matter. Then you show that in court. But Cook County took it upon themselves. I want to get back to the Kim Fox angle. Kim Fox worked with the former chief of staff under Michelle Obama. Together, they were a back channel to the Chicago Police Department. This came out from a FOIL request by the Chicago Sun-Times. The Chicago Tribune has covered the story. Kim Fox supposedly recused herself, put this other guy up to basically be the head of this investigation, yet it's Kim Fox who was today in court. It was Kim Fox who released this statement. I mean, again, recusing yourself usually means you have no hands on this case at all. Charges dropped, record wiped clean, and it's sealed. Can't see a thing. I wonder what the feds are going to do. I wonder if Jussie Smollett, you know, because this happened to Bill Cosby too, right? Bill Cosby, no charges, and then all of a sudden, where's Bill Cosby now? Bill Cosby's in prison for the rest of his life. Natural life. Who knows? Hey, let's go to the phones. You've been very patient. Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're in Amherst, and you're on Bowerly and Bellavia. What do you think of this Jussie Smollett case?
It's a joke. It's, you know, definitely a deal was made. And they keep saying how, you know, he forfeited his $10,000 bond, but there was a lot more money involved in that. The $10,000 never even went to the courts. That went to the bondsman. The bondsman put up $100,000. So, you know, the bondsman's not going to be on the hook for $100,000 with this deal. So I'm sure they returned his money, and Jussie paid $100,000 to get out of jail and have his record wiped clean. And, you know, the
That $100,000 turns out to be one episode of the show Empire.
Yeah, so that's not that much money to him. But, you know, somebody like us, we could never get a deal like that.
Tell you what, this is out. I mean, listen, when I heard this story, I was like, well, they must have federal charges now. They must have made a deal. Maybe he pled guilty. Did you ever think in a million years when you woke up today that after all, and by the way, you got the mayor, far left, Obama, chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, Eddie Johnson, Democrat, Kamala Harris supporting Eddie Johnson is out there. They're all saying this guy is exactly what they said he was. They believed him. They called him a victim until they had evidence to show that he was a lying sack of human garbage.
Well, there was a Cook County sheriff on the radio earlier today on Rush Limbaugh. And he had, you know, he was saying basically how the police chief does all he does is say what the mayor tells him to do. So it kind of sounded as if all these people that are feigning this outrage, it's just they're just playing a game. They're just making it look like, oh, we didn't know anything about it. But it sounds as if it's like Chicago politics, you know, where everybody's making backdoor deals, and then when you come out to the public, you claim innocence or ignorance of it and everything.
Oh, this looks horrible for the city of Chicago that really did not already has that glowing reputation of transparency and lawfulness, right?
Yeah, I mean, even if he would have been gone to trial and been found guilty, and then they're saying that, all right, he's got a drug problem and he's got mental health issues, you know. All right, maybe sentencing. They could have given him a really light sentence. That's more of what I would have expected.
Something. This is literally outrageous. It's outrageous. Paul, great call. Appreciate your input. Thank you very much. Let's go to Bill in Niagara Falls. Bill, what do you think? Justice in the Jussie Smollett decision today?
David, just like the Mueller report was a failed coup attempt, this was an attempt to start a race war that failed, and now they're all trying to cover it up. I believe all this outrage by the mayor and by the police superintendent is all fabricated outrage, and it has Barack Hussein Obama's fingerprints all over it.
Well, a lot of people, I mean, there's no doubt that the First Lady, I mean, there's already a tie there. It was her chief of staff that was the go-between with Kim Fox. One of the reasons why, well, the only reason Kim Fox allegedly recused herself. I don't know. I mean, you know, Jeff Sessions recused himself in the Trump, Russia lie. But I didn't see Jeff Sessions hanging out with Mueller at any time. Usually when you recuse yourself, that means you have nothing to do with this case. Today, she was in court today. She issued the statement today. Doesn't really sound like that's a recusal.
Right. But at the beginning of this, they always said it was for his career advancement. And that was just a cover, I believe, that he tried to start a race war between Trump supporters and non-Trump supporters.
Really, truly, one of the darkest. I mean, this is just absolutely unacceptable, especially when you've had so many people. I mean, what community does Jussie Smollett go back to? I've been watching nothing but CNN and MSNBC all day, and I'm telling you right now, there's not a single one of the folks that were defending him before the evidence was presented to the public. Not a single one of these people have turned around and said, yeah, Jesse's a good guy and Jesse deserves a second chance. I mean, if you're his employer, do you take him back?
He probably will be taken back because it's Disney.
Right? It's, right?
Yes, right?
I mean, but how he, and just how, what an arrogant little punk this guy is. The idea that he's just been given a mulligan, a Hail Mary, and you have the balls to walk out there and double down. I've been innocent. This was all a lie. I told you. Justice prevailed. We have no idea what happened in that court case. You want to talk like you're Billy Badass? You said they were white guys. Everything you said is not true. What's going to happen to these two Nigerian brothers? How about they get charged? They did assault him.
Yeah.
You go after those kids, what do you do? I mean, the whole thing is a mess. Bill, great call. Appreciate your input. Let's go to Joe in Blaisdell. Joe, you are on Bowerly and Bellevue at Jussie Smollett. What do you think?
Well, great callers. They all have great things. You know. Remember The Firm with Tom Cruise? And
yes.
Everybody with the wiretapping. Well, there's still two letters he sent through the federal mail that have nothing to do with the Cook County.
That's very true.
And so we'll see what our new Justice Department says, but I think what really has to be said is that he's got some dirt, some really heavy dirt on bathhouse stuff with the old president in Chicago.
Is that where you're going with this? You think it's a conspiracy that we're going back to the Obama might be gay thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Really? I don't know. I mean, what if it's just old-fashioned, inside, we have a celebrity, he's going to pay us off, and we don't really want to put a celebrity on trial.
No. I think he was sweating, and he had some dirt, and he wanted to use that dirt. And like you said, he got up in front of that microphone today. We forget, he's an actor.
Well, he's a pretty horrible one.
Well, he did a pretty good job today to try to convince you that he was
I mean, maybe to whoever believed that. I don't believe any of it. I didn't believe the Good Morning America thing. I didn't believe him from day one. It was, the story was nonsense.
No, but I think the feds will probably go with the two federal wire fraud with.
And not only that, Joe, you've also got the white powder, which if you're sending that to a layman, you open up an envelope with white powder, you think it's, you know, it could be.
Go. I mean, the terroristic threat.
There you go.
Nine yards, hate crime. So we'll see what the new DOJ, because they got to flex some muscle here.
I think he's going to have a lot other issues it's going to be obviously federal, but also this guy gets a parking ticket in Chicago right now. You almost have to move out of the city. I mean, there's nobody that's more hated right now by the Chicago Police Department than Jussie Smollett. And I have to say it's warranted. I mean, this is just a thumb to the eye. Absolutely disrespectful.
Hey, I got to say one thing. Gary Owen.
There you go. Gary Owen.
See ya.
All right. Well, thank you for your service. I assume that's from your service, and God bless you. Gary Owen is the old famous, if you remember, the, what was it, Ia Drang Valley out in Vietnam? Is that where they, 101st? Was it 101st, or was it, I guess I could have kept him on hold and asked him what it was. But, yeah, Army, God bless you. Thank you for your service. Hey, so here's the deal. We got all of this audio just piling up here. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Here's more from Mayor Rahm Emanuel. We'll take your calls. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBN. Here's more. Rahm Emanuel, mayor of Chicago.
It was not just the officer's work. That work, a piece of that work, was shown to a grand jury, and they made a decision based on only a sliver of the evidence.
And Patricia Brown Holmes had this to say. This is the lawyer of Jussie Smollett.
There is no deferred prosecution. The motion was to nolly pros, which is a legal technical term for dismiss the charges.
So he's totally, absolutely 100% walking away from this thing. And what did he have to say? Did he apologize? Did he say, yeah, we made a deal, but part of the deal was me to come out here? Why even hold a press conference? Walk away. You're the luckiest man in the world.
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one.
What? Just, unbelievable. I got someone on CNN talking about Chicago's history of lying and covering up systematic racism. Unbelievable. He walks free. Case sealed. Record wiped clean. And he has the intestinal fortitude to walk out and be like, hey, everything I've said from the beginning has been truthful and consistent in every single day.
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one.
I have lied consistently all throughout. Every day I lied. I made up garbage. I put a noose around my own neck. I hired two brothers from Nigeria to beat me senseless, even though they didn't beat me senseless. And I beat myself senseless, as proven by the police. But yet, I've been truthful and consistent the entire time. This guy is a mental case, and he should never work again. But you know what? This is where the feds got to jump in and say, you did send that letter, buddy. You did put powder in that letter, trying to act like you're a bigger than you were. Well, now you're famous. Famous for being a liar and a piece of human garbage. Mike in Ontario, what do you make of this nonsense?
Could this whole thing be released today to take the whole nation's and media's eyes off of the Mueller report and the results of that? That's what I think. And, well, and it's working.
Well, let me tell you, in other breaking news, the House voted to override the national emergency on the border. 248 to 181, 38 votes short of a override of two-thirds, and 14 Republicans voted in favor, again, I should say 14 Republicans voted against the president, but the president now has his national emergency. The veto override died, 38 votes short. He's got what he wants. Avenatti's going to prison for 50 years. By the way, Jussie Smollett's attorney, Mark Garagos, he's an unindicted co-conspirator in the Avenatti case. So there's that guy. There's the credibility there. But you got Avenatti going down. The Mueller report comes back. And you've got the override that just died. I don't know. You can give me 15 Jussie Smollett cases. I don't think you're going to ruin the Trump week. You want to put a big cherry on the Trump Sunday. DOJ hits this guy with charges tomorrow.
But everybody's talking today about this Jussie Smollett case.
Very true.
For the nation.
Very true. This is the number one story everywhere on Twitter, Facebook, you name it. And they're not talking about Mueller. They're not talking about Trump. They're not even talking about the veto override that just died.
There you go. That's all right. What I think, buddy.
Mike in Ontario, I mean, he's right. I'm not going to take it away. I don't know what's behind it, but Mike in Ontario is 100% correct. Nobody's talking about anything but Jussie Smollett. But we're talking about Jussie Smollett because it's so outrageous. It's so outrageous. It's unbelievable. But again, I got to tell you, if you're going to be a free man walking the streets, there's nobody out there. There is no left-wing black leader anywhere that's going to stand behind Jussie Smollett in this case. Who? Who's saying, by the way, Jussie Smollett was innocent? Nobody's doing that. Everyone. I mean, seriously, the public court of public opinion, Robin Roberts already turned. George Stephanopoulos turned. Inside Hollywood has turned. The cast of Empire has turned on Jussie Smollett. Brian Grazer and Ron Howard have turned on Jussie Smollett. It doesn't matter what Cook County does. But man, Kim Fox up for election. Let's see how she does.